the Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world. And you're standing by the door.
We are back. Thank you for listening to Hair Metal, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. You got something to say, hit us up right now. We'll take your calls, 844-967-2789.
Well, you know, that's for you, man, because I got no hair, and I don't really dig metal.
Well, it's not really metal. It's Warrant, but, you know, they did sell some albums back in the 80s.
Before we get to the phones at 844-967-2789, did they redo Signs or was that somebody else?
That was Tesla. But why the Warrant, Brian? Was there a reason for this or just
heaven
for the fun
too
of it?
Far away. We had Belinda Carlisle who did, you know, Heaven is a Place on Earth, and then we had Hellraiser from Ozzy.
I got you. All right.
Might as well close it out with a little bit of, no matter what your friends say, heaven isn't too far away.
I mean, you know? How about a Heaven and Hell from Black Sabbath when Ronnie James Dio was the singer?
I can't double up on the Black Sabbath.
Hey, man, I'm trying to throw out a headline here, you hell-bent bastards.
Where's Rocker when we need
him? Too far away.
You know, Kellyanne Conway's got a new tell-all book. And it's called Here's the Deal, a Memoir. The former Donald Trump advisor reveals her former boss, and here is the big takeaway, apparently, offered her a blanket pardon after he lost the 2020 presidential election. The Washington Post, let me get to that. The Washington Post obtained a copy of the book that will be released this week and reports that Conway had little criticism of the man who elevated her political profile when he tabbed her to assist in his surprising and successful presidential run in 16. She did use her memoir to take jab at Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, essentially calling him a know-it-all for whom, no matter how disastrous a personnel change or a legislative attempt may be, he was unlikely to be held accountable for it. How scathing.
Well, that's one characterization.
But apparently the big takeaway is she was offered a blanket pardon. At least that's my big takeaway. As for some of her last dealings with Trump, as he was on the verge of becoming a former president, she first noted Trump was more shocked to lose in 2020, I think he was, than he was to win in 2016. Before revealing, he made her a baffling offer during his last few days in the Oval Office. According to the Post, Ashley Parker, in the waning days of his presidency, Conway also writes that during a discussion with Trump on pardons and clemency, he turned to her and asked, do you want one? Everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting pardoned, right?
Where are we going?
Do you know something I don't? Conway reportedly asked. Why would I need a pardon? To which Trump replied, because they go after everyone, honey. It doesn't matter.
You're presuming that all the information you have there is completely factual.
I politely declined, she wrote. Here's my thought, Dom. You take the frickin' pardon, man. A blanket pardon? You know, you can't tell me Kellyanne doesn't have some skeletons buried somewhere.
Yeah, but if you take the pardon, don't you have to if you take the pardon, don't you have to admit to the crime?
I did it. I've just been pardoned. Whatever I did in my whole life, it's all coming out today. Today is confessional day. Remember that roommate in college? We never knew what happened to him. I did it. You know, it's
you
all
did
coming
it.
Out because I got a blanket pardon.
I'm not here to say who knew what when.
Is that something you can keep in your pocket, like a get-out-of-jail-free card for a year or two later, or do you have to, exercise it? Is there an expiration date on the gift certificate, man? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know President Biden well enough, but when his lame duck comes, as eventually they always do, I will be approaching him about a blanket pardon for
And moi. You would have to admit to some particular crime to be pardoned from.
Worse
what
than
would
what
be?
I've admitted to on the radio, Dom.
I mean, you've already been charged, only convicted once.
I'm not in the job of having evidence. That's what investigations are for.
Technically, Dom, no contest. Nolo contende
no contest
or whatever.
Is a conviction, man.
I didn't contest the charges.
So the charges stuck, which means you were convicted.
You say tomato. I say guilty. let's throw the whole thing out. Pizza Box Mike, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Well, you know, Illinois still sucks, but Wisconsin swallows. Wisconsin State Journal today puts out an article about there's never been more support for unions in Wisconsin since, like, the 60s. And I'm like, what? Okay, and so I'm reading all this, and you got to remember that the State Journal was very supportive of Scott Walker and his entourage attacking unions with Act 10. I'm reading through this thing, and I can't believe Wisconsin allowed this to happen. We were, like, one of the 10th highest concentration of unions in the country before Scott Walker and the Republicans, and now we're down to the lowest we've ever been. And, yeah, the drive for unions has to happen. But we also, you know, I'm listening to music in Wisconsin because that's how you want to get by through some things, right? Take a break. And almost every damn station is running D.C. liberals, you know, drove up inflation, your gas is higher. And here comes Ron Johnson to save us. Man, we got to do something. Are we the only radio station that, you know, combats this stuff? Because I think it's time to let the other stations know through protests in their parking lots that we don't support fascism and lies in this state, especially coming from our media.
Hey, Pizza Box, I want to draw a distinction. I don't want any fascists protesting in my parking lot, so this will be an action independent of the station. I'd prefer, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely, but I mean, where's the drive in Wisconsin? I mean, it's warm enough. Are people not seeing what's going on? Do they not read? Is it really like the movie I just watched last night for the first time, Don't Look Up? Because I felt like I've lived through that, and I laughed through it, too. But that really isn't funny.
No, sir. Pizza Box.
Well, we are doing something. Mike, I mean, it's election season, buddy, and there's a reason Ron is spending all that money and jumping all over every station he can is because he's concerned, and he should be. So, I mean, if there's any solace in any of this, one, we have an election coming up, and two, Ron's spending lots of money because he's worried about losing the election.
Hey, man, till he starts spending that money around here, I don't care where Ron spends money, man.
Yeah, you gonna run those ads, Curry?
If he buys those ads, I have every legal obligation to run those ads.
Legal obligation?
Yes.
You don't have a legal obligation to run ads that are false and misleading, even if no, you don't.
Well, let's see how many zeros are on the chat.
Isn't that the problem, though? I mean, is it to Mike's
sure
point,
it is.
To Pizza Box Mike, man, you know? So the guy's throwing money at everything and, you know, all the gas prices, all it's all Biden's fault. Well, okay.
Well, you
but
know where the real inflationary pressures have been? Buying ads on right-wing talk radio.
Yeah, real pricey.
Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Don't forget, Native Roots Radio is next. Then the Paul Revere Show with our pal Mark Thompson. We've got our pal, my congressman, Mark Pocan, joining us live about 4:30 on Wednesday. And I'll keep booking, so we'll have other guests. But that's the one I know about. Looking forward to it. Wednesday ain't that far away.
I know you got to be frustrated. I can taste it.
So, dude, not the preferred, no one.